1. Miro deployed more troops to the northern regions of Halloran. Immediately the weakness in his eastern defences became apparent. The Black Army would push through all the way to Sarostar. He rubbed at his eyes and reset the simulator. The simulator was the size of a large table and occupied a special room inside the Crystal Palace. Miro ran his dark eyes over the lands of the former Tingaren Empire, represented in incredible detail, suffused with the colour that thousands of tiny runes projected onto its surface. To the extreme west was Altura, bordered by the Dunwood in the north and the land of Vesnia, farther still to the north and east. In Altura's west, the great western sea stretched endlessly. Some said the world of Meralia ended here, although a minority said no sea was endless. Only the Bucalanti could know, but the sailmasters of House Bucalantis weren't known for being informative. Bordering Altura in the east was the land of Halloran, now occupied by the enemy. Miro could only wonder at the horrors Altura's traditional allies must be enduring. South of Altura, across the blocked Wandip Pass, was the homeland of House Petria. Miro never stopped fearing an attack from that direction, though he knew of only the one route, and passage that way was barred by massive blocks of stone. Farther south, past Petria, was the great Hazara Desert. Never part of the Tingaren Empire, the tribes had hitherto kept to themselves. In this war, that was no longer an option. To the east of Halloran was the heartland of the enemy, Torakon, the homeland of the builders, Lualuna, where the Black Army had driven through in a surprise attack, Einar, where Stonewater formed the spiritual heart of the empire, and Tingara itself, where the late emperor had ruled his dominion from the city of Saranthia. Each land's borders were shown, but all lands except Altura were darkened under the dominion of the enemy. Two dots still glowed on Altura's southern coast, the free cities of Castlemere and Schalberg. Another region, the Hazara Desert, was also free from the enemy's grip, but who could say what occurred in the yellow sands of the far south? Miro thought about the fierce tribes of the desert lands. What game would they play? How would the Hazarans and this new law they were said to possess influence the war?
Look at you. You haven't shaved in days. Are you even sleeping properly?
As Miro looked up, his black hair fell in front of his eyes, and he impatiently pushed it away. Marshal Bjorn stood across from Miro, both palms resting on the simulator's edge.
How long have you been here? Bjorn asked. Get some rest, Lord Marshal.
Miro wiped at his eyes. They felt grainy and heavy, and for a moment Bjorn's face wavered in his vision. The Marshal's face was marked by his age, weathered and worn, but far from old. Bjorn's hair and beard were grey, but his eyes were sharp, and he and Miro shared a bond of mutual respect that could only be formed on the battlefield. Bjorn's steadiness was the counterpoint to Miro's daring, and Miro knew that some of his bolder ideas had gone forward solely due to the veteran officer's support. If Bjorn said no, Miro knew an idea had little merit, but if the Marshal wavered, then perhaps a plan had potential, with a little more thought. I told you to call me Miro. What time is it?
It's 2 hours past daybreak,
Miro grinned. Then it's morning. Time to wake up, isn't it? Bjorn gave Miro a wry smile, shaking his head.
What have you learned?
Miro turned back to the simulator, his expression again grim. Halloran is the answer, see? His fingers touched some of the runes, lighting up various elements of his units as he spoke about them. We're wasting valuable men defending our southern regions from a Petrian attack that may never come.
Surely you aren't advocating pulling them out. The Wandip Pass could be cleared, or the Petrians could find another way in.
I'm just hypothesizing. Miro activated some more sequences. Look, here are the constructs we left behind at the ruins of the Bridge of Sutanesta. They are far away, just inside Halrana lands.
Territory held firmly by the enemy,
Bjorn said. But if we take it, we not only get a foothold in Halloran, but we can add the salvageable constructs to our forces. Miro moved all of the allied units to the proposed area. At first glance, they were enough to win the region, but with a slim margin that could swing either way.
And who would defend our north?
Bjorn persisted.
The Dunfolk, Miro said.
I'll leave that argument for another day. And our south?
Miro sighed. That's where the plan for...